Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. It's so good to see you again. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And today's title is Come With Us.
Ooh, I like this title. This is very inviting. It's like I want you to come and join me with what I'm doing today.
Yes, it is very nice. We are going to a cafe. Come join us.
Thank you, Pauline.
Sure. We are going to take water balloons and throw them at people. They will get wet and be surprised and run away. It will be so funny. Come with us.
Pauline, I don't know.
Oh, we are going to take money from my parents and buy some paint, and then we're going...
Pauline, this first started out as fun, a good thing. Spend time with friends, but this changed fast.
Okay, I know. I would never actually do those things. But I think many of us have stories like this. We all have friends that we like, but who maybe one day ask you to do something that you don't agree with.
Right, it isn't easy. I like today's story. We can follow along together. But first, let's look at those key words. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Megan 在上大学。她功课很多,所以今天在家里读书。She is studying for her college classes.名词大学就是 college, 他的爸爸妈妈晚上出去看舞台剧。Megan 决定待在家里读书。Her parents went to see a play. 名词 play 是舞台剧或戏剧的意思。到了六点半的时候，忽然有两个朋友来找 Megan, 说要找他去看一部喜剧电影。It's really humorous. 形容词 humorous 就是幽默滑稽的。Oscar 说要赶快去才能够画到好位置。We want to get good seats. 名词 seat 就是座位。Megan 很犹豫，她说我有一大堆功课要做。I have a ton of homework to do. 名词 ton 是重量的单位，吨。用在这里表示大量、很多的意思。Oscar 说别担心，你只要在你爸妈回来之前到家就好啦。所以我们赶快走吧。So hurry. 动词 hurry 是催促人赶快、赶紧的意思。如果你是 Megan, 你会选择去看电影吗？
Megan is home alone. She is studying for her college classes. And she has a lot of homework. She has to write an English paper and read some history.Her paper is due tomorrow, and she needs several more hours to finish it. Her parents went out to dinner and to see a play. Megan said she'd stay home and do her homework tonight. She looks at the clock. It says 6:30 p.m. Then the doorbell rings.
Okay, so our story begins with a girl, Megan. She is at home alone. When you are alone, no one else is with you. We all need a little time alone. Some people like being alone more than others, though.
Megan is studying for her college classes. College is after you graduate from high school. Most people will go to a university.That is a place that has many colleges put together.
But in America, we use the words university and college to mean the same thing. Well, poor Megan, in college you have a lot of homework.
Yes, that's true. She has to write an English paper and read some history.
Paper, this is probably an essay. I wrote many essays in English class.I wrote many papers in English class. Both work. It's the same thing.
In English, we read books. I liked some of the novels we would read. Novels are a kind of story.
That's right. Reading novels are fun. But history, well, I thought reading history was difficult, and it can be a little boring.
Well, not only does she have a paper to write and history to read, but her paper is due tomorrow. So that is the time when you have to turn it in.
That's right. She better work hard. The clock already says 6:30 p.m. Oh, and my watch says it's time for Christina. Let's go to her now.
Megan 看了看钟, it says 6:30 p.m. 是6点30分。请注意到这个句子里的动词 say, 不是应该人说话的时候才用 say 吗？可是今天是看时钟，然后时钟 it says 6:30 p.m. 原来不一定只有人说话才能用 say。时钟显示出时间，或是招牌或标签上的讯息，都可以用 say。比如说 ，The letter didn't say anything about Larry。这封信上面没有提到 Larry。The label says wash in warm water。标签上说要用温水洗。The sign said, keep off the grass. 标示上说不要践踏草皮。
Thanks, Christina. Well, Megan has a lot of work to do, but that's okay. The house is quiet. Her parents are gone. I don't see anything wrong so far in this talk about it.
Well, I have a feeling something is going to go wrong because it is our talk about it. Let's find out what happens next. Here's the next part of our story.
Megan opens the door. Her friends Annie and Oscar come into the house.
Hi, Megan. Let's go,
says Annie.
Go where?
Asks Megan.
To see Duck Duck Goose,
says Oscar.
Everyone says it's really humorous.
And you said you'd go with us tonight,
says Annie.
We're going to the 7 o'clock show. So get your coat.
Yes,
says Oscar.
We already have the tickets, but we want to get good seats.
Oh, that is nice. Megan has some friends that want to visit her. That's great. Their names are Annie and Oscar.
Right, they come into the house. But I don't know, I have a bad feeling about this. Annie and Oscar don't have homework to do. They want to go have fun.
And what's wrong with that? They want to see Duck, Duck, Goose. That will be a great time. And she can spend time with her friends. I don't see a problem here. Everyone says it's really humorous.
Well, I don't care how funny the movie is. Even if it's humorous, there is something wrong here.
Well...I guess so.
Good. I am glad you understand.
I mean, it is 6:30. They're going to the show. It starts at 7. So there isn't much time. There's only a half hour. She better grab her coat. It's cold outside.
Peter, that is not the problem I'm talking about. Remember, Megan has a lot of work to do. She needs to finish her homework tonight.
Pauline, don't...You remember? Megan said she would go with them. If she doesn't go, then she would be a bad friend.
I don't know. I mean, that is true. She did say she'd go, but I feel like this story isn't over yet. It seems like Megan is a little surprised to see them. Maybe she forgot.
Well, that's why they need to go soon, Pauline.
Well, what about Megan's parents? I don't think they know either.
Okay, maybe that's true. Her parents are gone, and they don't know? Oh, well, if they don't know, then they don't know.
Peter, that's terrible.
Okay, well, I'm sure there's more to this story, but we need to take a break. Friends, we'll be back right after this. See you soon. Welcome back, friends. So Megan is home alone, then her friends come to visit. Her parents are out seeing a play. Pauline, have you gone to the theater to see a play?
Sure, I love going to plays. I like movies, but I like plays even better because you get to see real people acting on the stage. It makes it come alive. It makes it feel more real.
Well, to mention movies, our friends want to see a movie. They should get going, but I'm sure there's more to the story. Let's watch.
Oh no, I forgot,
says Megan.
I can't go. I have a ton of homework to do tonight. My parents told me to stay home and do it. What time will they be home?
Asks Annie.
After 10 p.m.,
answers Megan.
The movie is only 90 minutes long. You'll be back before your parents get home,
says Oscar.
So hurry, let's go.
Yes,
says Annie.
They'll never know.
What should Megan do?
Oh no, see, she did forget. Megan can't go. She forgot all about this movie, and she still has a ton of homework to do tonight.
I love using this phrase, a ton of. You might not write it for a paper, but we would say it quite often. I have a ton of things to do.
Well, at the moment, we only have one thing to do. Let's go to Christina to learn about this phrase.
Megan 说她今天晚上有一大堆功课要做。I have a ton of homework to do tonight. 名词 ton 本来是重量单位，吨或者公吨的意思。不过 a ton of something 被用来描述很多很多，非常的大量。还有 a ton of 也可以说成 tons of， 都可以。我们来看看例句。She has a ton of housework to do every day. 她每天有一大堆的家事要做。或者 He received tons of gifts from his fans. 她收到一大堆粉丝的礼物。这些就是 a ton of 或者 tons of 的用法。
Thanks for that help, Christina. So, that makes sense. Megan has a ton of homework to do.Plus, she told her parents that she would stay home and do it.
And I think she should be respectful to her parents. If they were home, maybe they could talk about her homework and think of a way to still go. But they're out, and she told them she was going to be there working.
Well, I don't think that they would let her go even if they were home.
That's probably true. What time will they be home?
Well, Megan's parents will be back after 10 p.m.
Oh, okay. And the movie her friends want to see starts at 7. It's only 90 minutes long. So that means the movie will finish at 8:30.
Oh, 8:30. Well, then they will never know.
Who? What? No, Peter.
Pauline, they will never know.
Peter, how can you say that?
No, Pauline, they will never know. That's today's
calendar phrase.
They'll never know.
They'll never know.
他们绝对不会知道。
Cookies!
Mom and Dad said not to eat them.
It's okay. They'll never know.
I don't want to get in trouble.
They'll never know.
What if they find out?
They'll never know.
Okay. I'll eat just one.
Ha ha! I'm killing!
They'll never know.
They'll never know.
他们绝对不会知道。
I always love calendar phrase. Okay, so what is Megan going to do? Oscar says, hurry, let's go. Even Annie thinks that Megan should go with them.
Well, yeah, that is true. She did say she would go, but she forgot. And she has a lot of work to do. I don't know what I would do. What would you do? Think about that. But right now, let's review.
Here's your first keyword for today. College. College. Amy is studying in college.
Play. Play. Tina is in a play this weekend.
Humorous. Humorous. I laughed at his humorous story.
Seat. Seat. I want a seat near the door.
Ton. Ton. I have a ton of things to do tonight.
Hurry. 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 We'll miss the bus. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our story one more time.
Megan is home alone. She is studying for her college classes. And she has a lot of homework. She has to write an English paper and read some history. Her paper is due tomorrow, and she needs several more hours to finish it. Her parents went out to dinner and to see a play. Megan said she'd stay home and do her homework tonight. She looks at the clock. It says 6:30 p.m. Then the doorbell rings. Megan opens the door. Her friends Annie and Oscar come into the house.
Hi, Megan. Let's go,
says Annie.
Go where?
Asks Megan.
To see Duck, Duck, Goose,
says Oscar.
Everyone says it's really humorous.
And you said you'd go with us tonight,
says Annie.
We're going to the 7 o'clock show. So get your coat.
Yes,
says Oscar.
We already have the tickets, but we want to get good seats.
Oh no, I forgot,
says Megan.
I can't go. I have a ton of homework to do tonight. My parents told me to stay home and do it.
What time will they be home?
Asks Annie.
After 10 p.m.,
answers Megan.
The movie is only 90 minutes long. You'll be back before your parents get home,
says Oscar.
So hurry, let's go.
Yes,
says Annie.
They'll never know.
What should Megan do?
Hey, James! Let's go see a movie!
Sorry, Ginger. I can't go tonight.
You can't? Why not?
I have a ton of homework.
You have homework?
Yes. I'm taking a college class, remember?
Hey, I have a great idea.
Really? What's your idea?
I'll help you do your homework.
But, Ginger...
Please, we can do it together.
Well, okay.
Yay! Doing homework and watching a movie will be fun!
Wait, what?
Hurry up! The show starts soon!
Ginger...
Bring a flashlight. The theater gets pretty dark.
Ginger...
Come on.
Well, this is it, guys. This is where we will be camping for the night.
It's a nice spot. Yeah, it's so peaceful. Good idea, Super Sentence Man.
Okay, so are we really going to get up to see the sunrise?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think I can wake up that early.
Come on, Hank. You came all the way out here. You should enjoy the sunrise.
That's right, and we are already in the mountains. We don't need to walk too far to see it.
But it's so early.
How about this? If you go to sleep now, you'll be awake before the sun rises.
I don't know.
Wait, you'll be awake before? That was a super sentence.
It was?
Yes, Tom, you said a super sentence. The super sentence for today is, you'll be before something happens. You said if you go to sleep now, you'll be awake before the sun rises.
So I did.
Oh no, are we going to be talking about super sentences all night?
Oh yes, that's not a bad idea. Hank, why don't you give it a try? Can you use this super sentence in another way?
No, I'm too tired.
Come on, Hank.
No, I can't think of one anyway. You'll be asleep before I can say one.
That's it! You'll be asleep before I can say one. I knew you could do it, Hank.
Oh, thanks. I'm tired.
Good. Go to sleep now. You'll be awake before the sun rises.
All right, you guys, come on over here. Let me teach you how to do it. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
I'll remember. Oh, no. Are they both snoring? I think it'll be sunrise before I fall asleep.
Well, friends, this is a very interesting story. What would you do? I think it's hard. You said one thing to your parents, another to your friends, and there's still a lot of work to do.
That's right. And, you know, Megan is in college. She's not a kid anymore, so she can probably make her own decisions. But she's also living in her parents' house, so she needs to respect them and their wishes. Plus, she has a lot of work to get done.
That is very true. We all have to make decisions for ourselves. Friends, keep thinking and talking about this, and we'll see you next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.